And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, here on today's program, let's head back to the Commodity Classic a few weeks ago in Houston, Texas, where we had so many great conversations that we've yet to share here on the show. We learned more about some of the things going on at Cerrados and some of their products, including Ceramax, and how it can help farmers on their operation. We talked with Jan Steckman from Cerrados at Commodity Classic. Here is that interview on American Ag Today. Jan, it's great to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jesse. It's good to see you again.
Well, let's talk about Ceramax, great product that you guys have with Cerrados. And of course, you know, SDS, sudden death syndrome, such a huge challenge for our growers here in the U.S. And really, it's something that can be such a yield robber, can it, Jan?
Absolutely. I mean, it is still in soybeans here in the U.S., the number one, number two challenge for farmers. Once you get that in your field, it's too late, right? So you have to protect the crop early on with your seed treatment to make sure that it doesn't get into the crop. And because once you see the results, or once it manifests itself, it's too late. There is no chance to get it out foliar. So,
yeah, growers need better ways to protect their crop and make sure that they're fighting against SDS. And I know Ceramax, great seed treatment from you guys that just, it really, it's kind of that guard, so to speak, against SDS, isn't it? Talk about the product for us, Jan.
Yeah. So natamycin, the active ingredient in Ceramax, is a molecule that has been around for ages in the food industry. It is a registered fungicide, but it is a biopesticide. So we have a registration with EPA under FIFRA, and the mode of action, it attacks all true fungi, and it basically gives you a protective coating around your seed to really block off these fungal pathogens from entering into the seed.
And those modes of action, of course, are so key to, you know, I think when growers are looking at different products, they want to know that, okay, this mode of action, that mode of action, there's certain chemistries that are involved with these seed treatments that really are going to help attack, because we've seen, you know, in previous years, certain products have gotten to be, you know, resistant to SDS and other things. So that's kind of what you guys are trying to do, is bring something different that's non-resistant, right, Jan?
That is correct. So the great thing about Ceramax and the active ingredient natamycin, so the product has been used in the food industry for over 50 years and never developed resistance. This is why a lot of researchers here in the U.S., the universities that are in those states that are affected by SDS, they are so excited about a product that, first of all, gives a new mode of action, but second of all, seems to be a mode of action that has a really high tolerance to resistance building.
And of course, being a seed treatment, you're getting that protection immediately before you put that seed and that crop into the ground. And that's giving the crop a great start, right, Jan?
That is correct. So this is really where a good seed treatment package can really enhance your crop and really gives the seed the potential to get out of the ground, protect it, and really, you know, start that germination process quickly and protect it and get out of the ground.
And I think, too, you know, a lot of producers are always looking at their bottom lines and their ROI, of course. And sometimes they think about, okay, well, should I use this product, that product? But you guys are really trying to provide that product that's going to increase their ROI with their soybean crop, right?
Absolutely. So we, of course, compete in that SDS market against other products as well. And I think we've actually given you the same protection at a competitive pricing, and with that, I think for the farmer it's a huge benefit that they can actually really capitalize on and basically get that SDS protection at a more affordable price to them.
And I know as well, obviously, you guys have a lot of research and trials and data to back up Ceramax, and that's another great thing that I think is a benefit to producers, that they could see the results from all the trials and the research.
Yeah. So that's correct. So we started testing Ceramax here when we came to the U.S. in 2017. So we ran 3 years of trials prior to getting our registration at the end of 2019. And of course, since 2020, we are commercial with the product. Lots of customers have tested it already. We have great results to show the comparability to the synthetic chemicals in that marketplace.
Jan, if growers want to learn more about Ceramax, they couldn't make it to Commodity Classic, for instance, how can they learn more?
Well, you can always reach out to our website, www.ceradis.com, and there you just navigate to Ceramax, and there you have our contacts. You can reach us. You can go to your retailer, distributor. We are available across a couple of distributors throughout the Midwest.
Jan, appreciate a few minutes of your time here at Commodity Classic. Always good to see you and talk about things and catch up. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely, Jesse. I really appreciate it always, and look forward to next year. And for the farmers out there, have a great planting season 2024.
Once again, a great conversation there with Jan Steckman from Ceradis Crop Protection at Commodity Classic. And again, you can learn more, ceradis.com, ceradis.com. Couple news headlines here real quick before we run out of time on the show today. A multi-state coalition of biofuel and farm advocates have asked the Treasury Department to swiftly resolve any questions standing in the way of scaling up U.S. production of sustainable aviation fuel. More specifically, they urge the administration to quickly adopt the U.S. Department of Energy's GREET model for calculating SAF tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, that would complete a process that was supposed to conclude by March 1st. 26 different organizations wrote, quote, "We are disappointed the administration didn't fulfill its commitment to release a modified GREET model by March 1, but we appreciate the importance of getting the modeling right. At the same time, we caution against contradictory changes to GREET that would stack unwarranted penalties on agricultural feedstocks, cut rural America out of a promising green energy market, and undermine any path to achieving SAF goals," end quote. Groups in the coalition include Clean Fuels Alliance America, Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, and the National Corn Growers Association. And also, the Energy Information Administration says ethanol output in the U.S. rose week to week and inventories increased during the 7 days ending on March 15th. EIA data shows that production rose to an average of 1.04 million barrels a day, up from 1.024 million a week earlier. In the Midwest, which produces the most ethanol in the U.S., total output rose to 995,000 barrels from 973,000 during the previous week. That was the entirety of the weekly gains, as the EIS said the remaining regions were unchanged. Gulf Coast production was steady at 21,000 barrels a day, and West Coast output stayed at 8,000 barrels daily. Rocky Mountain and East Coast production were both unchanged at 11,000 barrels a day. Turning to the supply on hand, the EIA said ethanol inventories at the end of the week totaled just over 26 million barrels, up from 25.7 million a week earlier. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and appreciate you letting us be a voice for issues impacting rural America and more. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.